Daniela Alcabastina, who's going for surgery today. She should have a successful surgery. She should have her push. Okay, last time we started the sukkah, the sugya of sukkah gedola and sukkah katana, the sugya on Daf Gimel. Gemara quotes two machlokas in the Shammai Beis Hillel. One by sukkah katana, what's the minimum shear for a sukkah? Beis Shammai holds it's kederosho v'rubo v'shulchano, zayin tvachim by zayin tvachim. Beis Hillel says kederosho v'rubo is sufficient, vav al vav. And then there's a second machlokas by Shammai Beis Hillel, that's by sukkah gedola. Kedondi yosef achuma d'matalta, a person is sitting in a sukkah gedola, a sukkah with plenty of room, more than zayin al zayin tvachim. But the shulchan, his shulchan is b'soch habayis. And the question is, if he goes there, the shemei yimashech hachashulchano, maybe he'll lean over to his shulchan and then he'll be sitting outside the sukkah, he'll be sitting inside the bayis. Of course, the bayis is posel. You're not allowed to sit in the bayis, you have to sit in the sukkah. So he goes there or we not goes there. Beis Shammai says we are goes there, Beis Hillel says we not goes there. Two different machlokesim. The question is, are they related in some way or are they completely different? So the Rishonim talk about what's the Psak Halacha, how do we pass it? And through the prism of what the Rishonim said about the Psak Halacha, we can see, we can glean what they hold about each and every case, what's the Svara for each case. So Tosis and the Balamor split in the Psak. They say that regarding the Psak for the Sukkah Ketana, we pass it like Beis Shammai, that's all Gemara. Pass it like Beis Shammai, lo Tosis Mina. That Beshamay Hoka de Rosho Veruba Veshochano, and that's how we paskin, even though it's an exception to the rule. Normally you paskin like Beis Hillel, and any machlokes is Beshamay Beis Hillel, but Kachava, the Gemara paskin is like Beshamay, that you need a minimum sukkah, minimum shear in the sukkah of Zayin al Zayin. But says Tosfos regarding the sukkah Gedola, that we paskin like Beis Hillel, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Brochus, but he says that we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we're not afraid of Shemim Mashach HaShochano. Beis Shammai is concerned about the Gzeirah, but we're not choshesh for that Gzeirah. By Sukkah Ketana we pass like Beis Shammai, but by Sukkah Gedola we pass like Beis Hillel, because never the twain shall meet. They're really different. They're different cases. The Gemara puts them together. Okay, they're both machlokas and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that relate to Sukkah. That's why it puts them together. But really, they're two different issues, and that's why we can pass like Beis Shammai in one and like Beis Hillel in the other. And that's what the Baal Amar says. He says, Bamis, I'll show you that the reasons are different. The reason for Sukkah Gedola, the Gemara tells us, and that Gimel, Shemei Moshech Achar Shulchanah, that Beis Shammai is afraid, there's a Gzeira, not that they're afraid, but they hold that the Chachamim were afraid. That he'll be Nimshech Achar Shulchanah, so therefore, if he's Yosef Apuma de Matalta, Shulchanah B'Soch HaBayis, he's not going to be Yotze. But what's the reason for Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana? Not Shemei Moshech Achar Shulchanah. Abaye and Avzayin explains that it's because Beis Shammai holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. At least a little bit of Keva. Right? He paskin Diras Arai Be'ina. Sukkah really is supposed to be a Diras Arai. So what does that mean, Diras Keva? Says the Rishonim say, the Ritva and the Balamor, Kviyus Ketas, even if Diras Arai Be'ina, but you need a Kviyus Ketas and all those Shitas, Abaye's different Tanoim, they all hold that you need some kind of a kvias, but they don't agree on how much of a kvias. Some say more of a kvias, some say less of a kvias, but it's a kvias ktas. So says the Baal Amor, there's no connection between the Beis Shammai of Sukkah Ketana and the Beis Shammai of Sukkah Gedola. Beis Shammai of Sukkah Ketana is that you need chotch a little bit of a kvias, a kvias ktas, diras keva beina. But the Beis Shammai of Sukkah Gedola is gzer shem yimashek hachar shulchano. So Efshem and Kenzogin, that we pass like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, because we hold that at least a little bit of a keva you need. Vav al vav is not keva at all. That's Beis Hillel Shita. It's not keva at all. Beis Shammai holds you need a little bit of a keva. It has to be Zayin HaZayin. Not like Rebbe who holds Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Beis Shammai says Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. He says, no, but that's at least a little bit of a keva. But the Gzeirah Shemei Moshech Achar Shulchano that Beis Shammai is concerned with in Sukkah Gedola, that we're not concerned about. That we don't pass like. So that can explain why we can pass like Beis Shammai in one case, like Beis Hillel in the other case, because the svaras are different for each. That's how the Baal Amar explains. So we then mentioned the Rif, that the Rif actually holds that we pass like Beis Shammai in both. He argues with Tosis in the Baal Amar that maybe we talk a paskin like Beis Shammai in both cases. Even the Gzer of Shemei Moshech Achar Shulchano. Why? Rif says that it's kula chodah taimahi. It's all the same time. All the same time, it's all there, Shemi and Moshe HaKashulchan. Not only Sukkah Gedol, but even Sukkah Katana. We know we paskin like Beishamay and Sukkah Katana, that's the Gemara. But since the Gemara puts the two together, the Gemara puts Sukkah Katana and Sukkah Gedol together, and the time of Sukkah Gedol is given by the Gemara, so we put Sukkah Gedol and Sukkah Katana together. You see, it's interesting. The Rif notes that the Gemara tells us Beferish had a paskin and Sukkah Katana, but it tells us the svar of Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedola. It doesn't tell us the psak of Sukkah Gedola, it tells us the svar. It tells us the svar in Sukkah Gedola, doesn't tell us the svar in Sukkah Katana, it tells us the psak in Sukkah Katana. So maybe we should say the whole thing is split, right? The psak in Sukkah Katana doesn't relate to the psak in Sukkah Gedola because the svaras are different. Comes the Rif and says, no. The Gemara is Isnu Gabe Hadadi, as the Ritva explains, that they're learnt together, it's in the same Mishnah, Braisa, Chasur, Mechzur, V'Hachri Ketani, both Machlokas and Beisham Beisul are together, so it would seem as though there should be Chad Taima. So if it seems like it's Chad Taima, and the Gemara tells us the Tam by Sukkah Gedola, and the Psak by Sukkah Ketana, then make the Kubel. Make it all together. Right? And once you put it all together, what turns out is that the reason even for Sukkah Ketana that you need Zayin HaZayin is Gzera Shemei Moshe Chachar Shulchano. And how do we paskin? Zokter Rif, we should paskin like Beis Shammai in both of them, because Chad Taima, who? If it's Chad Taima, the Gemara says that you paskin like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana, then why not paskin like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedola as well? It's all because of Gzera Shemei Moshe Chachar Shulchano. So if you paskin like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana, you should paskin like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedola as well. That's what the Rif suggests. Don't split in the Psak. Paskin like Beis Shammai in both, because the Svara should be the same in both. They're both based on Gzera of Shemei Moshe Chachar Shulchan. So we ask, what does that mean? Right, this is what we ended with yesterday. What does that mean? Gzera Shemei Moshe Chachar Shulchan in the Sukkah Ketana. In Sukkah Gedola, the case is that the Shulchan is outside the Sukkah. B'soch Habai, if I understand, you might be Nimsha Chachar Shulchan. But B'Sukkah Ketana, B'Pshuta, we're talking about that there is no Shulchan over here. Because if there is a Shulchan, then the case of Sukkah Ketana and the case of Sukkah Gedola are mamish gezel v'zach. It's the same case. There's no need to have two different machlokas. We're talking about a case where you have a Sukkah Ketana vav al vav. It's too small. And the Shulchan's outside the Sukkah. So, maishna Sukkah Ketana, Sukkah Gedola. It's the same case. You have a Sukkah. The Shulchan is outside. So we're afraid. You'll be nimshach hachar Shulchan. It's mamish the same case. Beisham and Beisul shouldn't have had a different machlokas. Must be that we're assuming there is no Shulchan over here. And that's the chiddush of the case of Sukkah Ketana. Right, that Beis Shammai will pass al vav al vav, even though there is no shulchan over here. So, if you tell me the problem is diras keva, like Abaye, the way the Balmor understood, so then I get it. Right, the gzera shemi moshe chacha shulchano, that's in Sukkah Gedol. Sukkah Gedol is a different time, diras keva. So then I hear there's no shulchan, but it's not a diras keva, so therefore it's psula. But if you say like the Rif, that Beis Shammai Sukkah Gedol is also gzera shemi moshe chacha shulchano. So what's going on? How are you going to be Nimsha Chacha Shulchan if Shulchan is not even here? So that's what the Baal HaMor asks. Right? The Baal HaMor, I think we even read it inside yesterday. Baal HaMor there on Gimel Amud Beis in the Rif. He says, Vaday Tamayu de Beis Shammai Mishim Diras Keva Hu. Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana, why do you need Zayin al Zayin? Must be Mishim Diras Keva. Shari Ein Lo Shulchan B'Soch Habayi Shei Moshech Acharav, there is no shulchan b'soch habayis. We're not talking about that the sukkah is next to the bayis and you'll be nimshach achar shulchan b'soch habayis. That's not the case. The case is there is no shulchan. So if there is no shulchan, what's the shema yimoshech achar shulchan al him? Kashav the balamu. So we mentioned last time that the Meiri explains that taka is no shulchan right outside the sukkah. What are we afraid of? I think Simon said this yesterday, right? Meiri. The Iri says, "Mikol makom eino kein ala mitor shami imoshech she'af bektana mitor shetzalu amakom v'no mechel ha'shulchano." Sukkah Ketana, you're not holding the shulchan. Sukkah Ketana means vav al vav, too small, right? So they can't hold the shulchan. Afal pishaf chutzala ein lo shulchan imoshech acharav. Even though we're not talking about that, you have a shulchan right outside. Why not? Because if we're talking the Shulchan is right outside, then it's the same thing as the Sukkah Gedol. What's the difference? It's like we're not saying anything different. The Meiri, Mikal Makom, Mitov Tzoros, Hamakom, Bolo Lecho B'Soch Habayis. What are we afraid of? Shemi Yimoshech, Acha Shulchano, in the dining room of the bayis, not right outside the sukkah. You'll leave the whole thing. Saras hamakom. It's so constricted. It's so cramped in the sukkah that you'll leave. That's the shema yimashich over here. That's the shema yimashich according to the Meir. Comes the Ramban and says, I think it's closer to the shema yimashich of sukkah gedol. Ramban and the Mechamas Hashem. He quotes the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor, of course, is against the Rif, because he doesn't like the fact that the Rif connects Shem Yimashach Archa Shulchano to Sukkah Ketana. The Baal Hamor says, no, it's really a different time. It's Diras Keva. So Dr. Ramban, I don't see the problem. I don't see the Kasha. Zuein a Tshuva, he says. The time of the Beishamah, B'Sukkah Ketana, Nami Mishem Hochihu. Mishem Shema Yavi Shulchan V'Yimashach Acharav. Says the Ramban, at the beginning, he says, the Zerav Shem Yimashach even by Sukkah Ketana. The kol shkein hu, the kevan shein lo mokom b'sukaso lohaniyav bo shulchano, psula, shemanicha b'chutzala yimashich acha shulchano. Says the Ramban, it's a kol shkein. Kol shkein from what? Kol shkein from what? Anyone? What's the kol shkein? He's talking about sukkah katan. What's the kol shkein?
It's a kol shkein
Jacob? I can't see. Jacob, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's
Kol Shkein over Sukkah Gedola. Exactly. Kol Shkein over Sukkah Gedola. By Sukkah Gedola, even if you have a Shulchan, Besoch HaBayis outside the Sukkah, there's plenty of room. So you could bring the Shulchan in and not have any problem. If even there we're afraid, Shemi Mashach HaKha Shulchano, Shechutz LeSukkah, Kol Shkein by a Sukkah Ketana, that if you're sitting inside the Sukkah without a Shulchan, it's only Vav Al Vav. What are you going to do? You might bring a Shulchan. There's no room for the shulchan in the sukkah, so what are you going to do? Of course, you'll put it outside the sukkah. There's no place to put it inside the sukkah. By a sukkah gedola, Epshim and Kenzogin, I'm not afraid that you'll be nimshach. Because if you see that you're going to be nimshach, then you'll say, hey, let's just bring the sukkah inside. There's plenty of room inside the sukkah gedola. Sukkah getana, there is no shulchan. And a chanami, Dr. Ramban, there's no shulchan here now. But Shema Yimashach HaShulchan, maybe you'll bring a shulchan to the sukkah. And if manicho chutzala yimashach acha shulchana, then you'll be nimshach because there's no room inside the sukkah. That's the shema yimashach acha shulchana that the Rif had in mind. Of course, the Baal Hamor is right; there is no shulchan, but we're afraid of the eventuality that you will bring a shulchan, but there's no room in the sukkah, so you'll be nimshach acha shulchana chutz l'sukkah. So the Rif, if shema yimashach applies not only to sukkah gedola but to sukkah katana as well, and we paskin like Beishami and sukkah katana, then we should paskin like Beishami and sukkah gedola as well. That's the Rif. The Rif with just the Tosefes and the Meiri and the Ramban to explain where's the Shema Yimashach by Sukkah Ketana. Now, in light of the Rif, we can revisit the Baal Hamor and Tosfos. Yaakov and Yosef were very excited about this story. Seder. We can revisit Tosfos. We said that the Baal Hamor splits between Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola. Different reasons for each, and that's why it's a split psak. Sounds like if the Rif were correct, that the reasons are not different, that Shema Yimashach in both Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola, what should the psak be? Help me. What should the psak be then, according to the Rif? Paskin like Beishami in both, right? The whole sheet of Tosfos seems to be built on the svara of the Baal Hamor, that there's a different time for Sukkah Ketana, Sukkah Gedola. What's the time for Sukkah Ketana? Help me.
Dears Kevin,
exactly. What's the time for Sukkah Gedola? Shema Yimashach. It sounds like if we were to really go like the Rif, that Shema Yimashach applies to Sukkah Ketana, then what should the psak be? Shove. It should be like Beishami in both. Comes the Ramban at the end of the Mochamas, if you make it there, till the end. He says, you know, there are Talmidim of the Rif that want to say that even though the Rif is correct in the Tam, but he's incorrect, I'm afraid to say it, right? Talmidim of the Rif are saying the Rebbe okay, right? The Rebbe didn't get it right completely, right? In Tam, he's right. In Princip, right? In Tam, he's right. But not in the Psak Halacha. Yeah, Shema Yimashach applies not only to Sukkah Gedola but to Sukkah Ketana as well. But maybe we paskin like Beishami only in Sukkah Ketana, not in Sukkah Gedola. Why? But if it's the same time, why should we split the psak? After Ramban, what's the reason to split in the psak? Where's there more of a chashash of shani lo shachacha shulchano? By sukkah ketana or by sukkah gedola? By gedola, why? Okay, but let's say in sukkah ketana you bring the table, then you'll be nim shachacha shulchano, or maybe because the tzaras hamakom, you'll go into the house. Yaakov?
No, you can't possibly bring the table in.
Can't bring the table in. So therefore,
all you can do is follow elsewhere. There's
so no, if you're going to bring a table here, then you have big problems. Of course, you're going to be nimshach hachas shulchan. You can't bring the table in. So either you're going to leak. Either you're going to eat like an oni. You're going to eat like an oni. What does that mean? What does eating like an oni mean? Well, you can sit.
No table.
Ani and don't necessarily have a table. So either you're going to eat in a way that's a little shelo kedarko. It's not really normal to eat like that. Or if you leave like a mensch, right, like a regular person, you're going to be nimshach achas shulchano b'chutz. So one could say that the gzeru shem yimoshech achas shulchano is more shayach by sukkah ketana than by sukkah gedola. That's what he says at the very end. Where is this? Yeah. Yesh mitamidei rabbeinu ma'arim ha-mashakosav zav perpa yoshein. It's normal to be nimshach achas shulchano in sukkah ketana. Me'achas shein makom b'sukkah shiyimshach es shulchano lo. Right, Yaakov must have been one of the talmid, a Gilgal, one of the talmidim there. Right. It's normal in sukkah ketana to be moshech. To be nimshach achas shulchan, there's no place to bring the shulchan in. Aval besukah gedola kameisilo kaim alah. The logas vina shem yimoshech achas shulchanu. Ela shulchanu hu moshech lo. Why would it be nimshach achas shulchanu? Let him bring the shulchan in. Come in. There's plenty of room. Plenty of room inside the sukkah gedola. Zok the talmidim of the Rif. You can go with the Rif in tam, but you don't have to go with the Rif in psak halacha. Because you could say the gzeira of Shem Yimoshech applies bein besukah gedol bein besukah ketana, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to pass like b'shamay and bol. Because maybe Shem Yimoshech is more of a chashash by sukah ketana than by sukah gedola. Because by sukah ketana there's no place for the shulchan in the sukah. By sukah gedol there is a place. So who says you'll be nimshach achas shulchan? Maybe you'll be mamshich the shulchan etzlo, if you will, right? So there's no reason to say that we should be gozer by a sukah gedola. Maybe there we talk a pasuk like Beis Hillel, because we're not choshe shem yimoshech achas shulchan. But by sukkah ketana we pasuk like Beis Shammai. Why? Not because Beis Shammai says diras keva be. No, shem yimoshech achas shulchan. But by sukkah ketana we pasuk in their taka there really is a good gezeira, because there's no place to be mamshech the shulchan etzlo. So there he'll be nimshach achas shulchano. If you bring the table, even though right now there is no table, he might bring the table and he'll be nimshach achas shulchano chutz l'sukkah, and that's going to be a problem. So in light of the Rif, now we have a new way of looking at Tosfos. The Baal Amor doesn't learn like that. Baal Amor learns different svaras. But the Talmidim of the Rif learn, no, it's the same svar like the Rif, but still the psak is choluk, because Shema Yimashach is more of a gzera by sukkah ketana than by sukkah gedola. Yes. Okay, so we're going to get to that. It's a very important point. It could be that that chelik of the Ramban is actually a little different than the beginning of the Ramban. The way some of the Achronim or some of the later Mechabrim want to learn, the Ramban is really saying two points. Not that it's coming together, which is why I didn't read that second chelik of the Ramban. I think he's introducing a totally different nekuda. So first let's develop the beginning, which is really the poshup shot in the Rif, not like that last part of the Ramban. That last part is a very fundamental yisod that the Ramban is giving, but we're not up to it yet.
Even in like his first couple of lines, that's where he says that there's...
Yeah, but I haven't read it yet. So as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't exist yet. Right? We're going to get to that. Yeah. Ein asuk, if it's ein ru'uya l'achila kedarka, ein asuk, I know. I'm aware, Elliot. I'll get there. It's an excellent point. But the poshup shot in the Ramban in the beginning is that he's working with a practical zera. Practical zera. Not that we're working fundamental, but rather there's a practical, technical gzeir over here, and that's why it has to be zayin azayin, not vavavav. Okay, we'll get to that part of the Ramban. It's a very good point. Okay. Leaving out this last pshat in Tosfos. Okay, let's take the simple pshat. Not like the Talmid of the Rif, who want to link the gzeir of Shemi Moshech to Tosfos also, to the split psak. Let's take it poshut again. Okay, it's important to get the wrinkles, the nuances, all the different possibilities, but then we have to pedal back to the more classical approach to try to discuss it a little bit further. The more classical approach of Tosfos is like the Balamom, right? That there's really a split in time. Okay, so for now, even though we said the Talmidim of the Rif, I think it's definitely an acceptable approach, but for our purposes, we're going to look at Tosfos as being split in the Svara between Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola, as opposed to the Rif, who holds its Chatan. Okay? The impression you get is that the Machlokas, Tosfos and the Rif, is that the reason why you need Zayin al Zayin by a Sukkah Ketana, right, the real machlokas is whether this is something fundamental. It's a fundamental halacha in shir. You need zayin al zayin. That's the diras keva svara. Diras keva sounds pretty fundamental, right? It's not called a dira. It's a dira srucha. It's not called a dira unless you have zayin al zayin. Or it's just a practical issue. That's the rif, right? Gzera shem yimashach achar shulchano. It's a practical issue. If I were to ask you, Me'ikar Adin, what's the size of a sukkah? On a Daraisa level, what's the minimum size of a sukkah according to Tosfos and according to the Rif? What's the answer? According to Tosfos, what's the minimum size of a sukkah? Zayin Tvach and Zayin Tvach, right? Because it's not called a Diras Keva if it's not Zayin Tvach and Zayin Tvach. What's the minimum shear of a sukkah according to the Rif on a Daraisa level? On a Daraisa level? According to the Rif? At the Raisa level, Rosh of Rubo is enough. Vav al Vav really should be enough according to the Rif. The Gzeira of Shem Yimashach Achar Shulchano adds an extra element, right? The Chachamim make a Gzeira. Chachamim are saying you need the extra Tefah because of the Gzeira, but if not for the Chachamim's Gzeira, I'd say Minat Torah, the Shir of the Sukkah is not Zayin al Zayin, it's really Vav al Vav. If you think about it for a moment, Tosfos and the Rif are arguing about something very fundamental. What is the minimum shear for a sukkah on a daraisa level? Tosfos says zayin al zayin. Diras keva be'ina. The Baal HaMor's approach, right? Abay. Diras keva be'ina. Rif says no. Minat Torah, shear of a sukkah is vav al vav. Gzeir shani moshech adds an extra tefach. The chachamim, for a practical reason, were afraid of minim shachachar shulchano. So they say it has to be zayin al zayin. That's not the shear of a sukkah minat Torah. Minat Torah, vav al vav is enough. Why do we make such a big deal out of this? Because at first glance, what should emerge is that there should be enough gemina between the Rif and Tosfos. They both paskin like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana. Right? Everyone paskin like Beis Shammai. That's the Gittachah Gemara and Dav Gimel and Aleph in Sukkah. Paskin like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, Rosh of Rubo, Vishulchana, Zayin Zayin. Yeah, but not for the same reason. At first glance, right? Not for the same reason. If you take a practical approach, so one could say that where that gzeira doesn't apply, then maybe the shear for the sukkah could be what? Vav tvachim by vav tvachim. Because the Rif holds, the only reason you need zayin al zayin is because of the gzeira. But if I could give you a hechet timtza where the gzeira doesn't apply, the Rif would say that vav tvachim by vav tvachim is enough. But Tosfos would still say what? They'd stand by their guns and say, no, it's not a diras keva if it's not zayin al zayin. So what did the practically, you're not afraid that you'll be nimshach achar shulchan. So what? The reality is, it's not a diras keva. So even if you won't be nimshach achar shulchano, it still is not a sukkah. Can you think of a practical situation where the gzera doesn't apply? Come on, Ruth Kivegan, come on. Where? No, come on. Yeah, Sammy?
A sukkah is built into another big sukkah with a table.
So the table is outside the sukkah, but not in the bayis, not in the open air, in a sukkah gedola. Well, even if you nimshach achar shulchano, you'll be just fine. Oh. So kiveg is einfalt. Kiveg in the Tosfos and the Mishnayis. Right? Kiveg was in Achron, but there's some Tosfos in the Mishnayis that are written by the Achron. I'm just kidding. That's what they call it. It's the Tosfos of Kiveger and the Yochanan Bars Mishnayos. He quotes the Machlokas, the Rif and Tosfos. He says at the end of Venirali, page 2, Venirali, the Vesuka Katana, Somach Lesuka Gedola, Verosha Verubo, Vesuka Katana, Shenu Zayin Al Zayin, Veshachon Vesuka Gedola, Bazeh HaRif Lekula, Vetosfos Lechomra. I can give you enough Kamina between Tosfos and the Rif. In such a case, the Rif will say Lekula, that the Sukkah is Ksheira, even though it's only Vav Al Vav. Why? Hashemi Yimashach Achar Shulchano doesn't apply. There, your shulchan is inside of a sukkah ksheira, so there's no gzeir of shemi yimashin. Still a dira. Still a dira srucha. Still not a dira. It's not a dira keva. It's a dira srucha. It's a smelly dira. That's really what the word dira srucha means. It's a smelly dira. It means it's a cramped dira. It's a deficient dira. It's a deficient dira. In any way, it smells bad. Too small. Tosfos says less than Zayin al Zayin is not a dira according to Beis Shammah. I don't care that there's no gzera of Shemi Yimashin. The gzera of Shemi Yimashin shouldn't apply. I'm not a practical man. I'm a fundamental man. Says Tosfos. Zayin al Zayin is necessary to be called a dira. If you don't have Zayin al Zayin, it's not a dira. There's nothing to talk about. It's going to be psul. But the Rif says no. We're practical here. Min haTorah, the shear of a sukkah, minimum shear is vav al vav. Why do we need Zayin al Zayin? Gzeir Shem Yimashe. If the Gzeir Shem Yimashe doesn't apply, like a case where the Shulchan is inside a Sukkah Gedola, outside your Sukkah Katana, then who cares? The Sukkah Katana is Kshera, as long as Vav Vav. Because really, the minimum shear is Rosh of Erubo. You don't need Shulchan over there. If there's no Gzeir of Shem Yimashe, Achar Shulchan to a Mokom, which is not in a Sukkah. But if it is in a Sukkah, then there's no problem. There's no Gzeir. Can you think of another Nafka Mina? Based on some of the Rishonim that we mentioned last time, one particular Rishon. Can you give me a case where the Gzeir of Shem Yimashe doesn't apply? The Rosh, remember? The Rosh, yes.
If he pushes
the what? Not that he pushes the Sukkah, but he pushes the Shulchan inside. The Rosh is the case of Sukkah Ketan is obviously talking about where there is a Shulchan. So funny, like the Balamorius is Kasha, where Shemi Mashach Achar Shulchan by Sukkah Katana. There is no Shulchan over here. Because if there is a Shulchan outside, that's the same as Sukkah Gedola, right? The Rosh says the same thing, but different. He says, we must be talking about a case where the Shulchan's inside with you. It's only Vav Al Vav, but you adochek the Shulchan. That's the carbon of Sanal's Chatner, right? You madchek the Shulchan inside with you, so that you have everything. You have Rosh Hashanah, Rubo, and Shulchano inside. There's no Shema Yimashech. But nevertheless, Beis Shammai hold it. You're not going to be Yotze anyway. Yeah, you're not going to be Yotze? According to Tosfos, you're not going to be Yotze. Rosh is a Tosfos man. He's a Balamor man. If the Shulchan is Dochuk, Besok Sukkah Ketana, says the Rosh, Beis Shammai hold you're not going to be Yotze. Why? It's Doch Vav Al Vav. It's not Zayin Al Zayin. Why shouldn't you be Yotze? But Shema Yimashech doesn't apply. Why not? What's the problem? Right? Shemi Masha doesn't apply because the Shulchan is with you, but what's the problem here? It's not what? It's not a Diras Keva. Beis Shammai hold that if the Shulchan, if it's Eino Machzekes, as the Rosh says, Eino Machzekes, Rosh over Ruba Veshulchano, it's Psula, because it's a Diras Srucha, it's not a Diras Keva. So even though there's no Gzeir of Shemi Masha there, we're not afraid you'll lean outside the Sukkah. The Shulchan's with you, but it's still not a Dira. What would the Rif say in that case where you dochek the Shulchan bifnim?
It's
kosher. That's the Rosh alludes to that. He says this by Sukkah Katana, we must be talking about where the Shulchan's inside with you. Filu dochek Shulchan etzla. My Rishuvah Shulchan b'soch ha-sukkah v'lo shayi chacha taima shema yimashek el b'shir hetshir sukkah kam ifilgi. Aval harav alfas, skipping too long. Aval harav alfas, yisova the chad time v'litar vayu b'shneim pasuk kibei shamay. Sounds like he's contrasting that the Rif would say in such a case, Yitaka could be yotze. There's no gzeir of shemi yimashe. So what could be the problem? We're not working with the Rif. We're not saying that sukkah katan is shemi yimashe. We're assuming sukkah katan is fundamental. You need a diras keva, and less than zayin al zayin is not a diras keva. So then even if you madchik the Shulchan Etzlo and Shemi Mashi doesn't apply, but it's still not a Diras Keva. But according to the Rif, Lechora, if you throw the Shulchan in with you, if you're a practical man, then you would say, since Shemi Mashi doesn't apply, even Vav should be Kashin. Yaakov.
It sounds like that's too obvious enough. I mean, the roof didn't pass in 6x6, but the table overlap or 7x7. Meaning, you could say it's not Derek Holdum to do that, so you're going to put it next to you, and the next thing you know, Shami Mashik. Meaning, just because he's a practical man and he's a technical soul, okay, so in such a case, it's not normal to do that. So you might still say it's possible.
Right, so that behemoth is what the other Rishonim would say, that Shami Mashik doesn't necessarily relate to the table inside with you, but rather that you'll bring a table to outside the sukkah, or you'll just leave the sukkah in Gansen, like the Meiri and the Ramban, right? There are other ways to learn the Rif, but one could learn the Rif if one learns the case of Sukkah Katana, like the Rosh, that the Shulchan is inside with you. One could suggest within the sheet of the Rif that maybe if the Shulchan is inside of you, there is no problem. The Rif would say what? That the problem of Shami Mashik Hacha Shulchano is only if the Shulchan isn't there. If the Shulchan isn't there, then we're taka afraid for what the Meiri and the Ramban say. Right? We're afraid that you'll bring the Shulchan outside the Sukkah, or you'll leave the Sukkah totally because the Makom is Tzar. And you really want to have a Shulchan, so you'll just leave to be able to eat by your Shulchan in your dining room. But in the case of the Rosh, that the Shulchan is by you, the Rif might say, since we're looking at the practicality, maybe Vav should be enough, because we're not afraid of Shemi Moshech if the Shulchan is right by you. Jacob?
I was going to say
right. Okay. Comes the Sfasemes and says, I'm not convinced. I don't think Reb Kiveg is really right. It doesn't really sound like that in the Gemara. It sounds like, Beishamai holds, Eina Machzek as Rosh of Rubo Veshulchan, is Psula. Right? The Loshon of Psula, Eina Machzek, sounds like, you need Zayin al Zayin. So it's a little strange, right? The Rif says that Sukkah Ketana is all based on Shema Yimashe, and yet the Lashon of Machzekes, Veina Machzekes, sounds like it has to hold a certain amount. It's a shear in the Heftzah Shel Sukkah. It's fundamental. The Lashon of Machzekes, Veina Machzekes, sounds like it's fundamental. The Lashon Psula, the Gemara says, Lashon Psula is fundamental. Misha Hoya is, you know, it's practical. A case, a hechatimsa. But Beishamai postle? Eina machzekes kedei rosho verubo v'shulchano? It sounds like it's fundamental, not just a gzeira. It sounds like it's fundamental. So just to say that it's, what, the Rif is just practical? Practical? Shami mashe chacha shulchano? And because the Rif is so practical, where the gzeira doesn't apply, the Rif would be Mekel, and he would say, Vav al Vav is enough. Come on. That's too much, Lechora. Very difficult. The Rif is just a practical man, and he says, really, Minat Torah, the Shir of a Sukkah Ketana is Vav al Vav, and it's just when there's a Gzeir of Shema Yimashi, then it has to be Zayin al Zayin. Doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Machzekes Veina Machzekes. The Gemara says, Beishamai Postlin. But there's even a greater Kasha against this Pshat and the Rif. That the Rif is just a practical man. He really holds Vav Vav is enough in certain cases. I mean, that's basically what we're saying. That according to the Rif, there are some times that you can have a sukkah of 6x6 tefachim, it's kosher. Tosis would never have imagined such. You know, Tosis in the Baal HaMor. Fundamental Tosis in the Baal HaMor. Not like the Talmud in the Rif, right? Going back to the fundamental, the Baal HaMor's Pshat, right? According to the Baal HaMor, Tosis would never fathom such a thing. Less than Zayin al Zayin? No way. Why? It's not a shame deer, it's a deer. We're suggesting that the Rif could entertain the possibility that a sukkah of Vav al Vav Tvachim is Kshayra, if the Gzera of Shem Yimashe doesn't apply. But how can that be? First of all, the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Machzekes ve'ena machzekes sounds like it's fundamental. Postlin sounds like it's fundamental. But what's the even greater kasha on this pshat in the Rif? The Gemara throughout Maseches Sukkah, time after time, the Gemara says that Shir Meshech Sukkah Shiva Tvachim. Shir Meshech Sukkah Shiva Tvachim. The shear of the length and width of a sukkah is 7 tvachim. Multiple times. I'm going to get to some of these times as we continue. I didn't even ask you to see all these gemaras. One of these gemaras we've actually seen already. Remember we talked about Chotek Begodesh. Chotev begodish lasos lo sukkah. Someone has a haystack. Opening day. Chotev begodish lasos lo sukkah. Now, we don't know too much about sukkah now, but now with the key and the fly in the first stop. Right? Chotev begodish lasos lo sukkah. What's the din? Psula. Tasa velomina osin. Right? Ain a sukkah. Mishnah daf tezvav amad al. So comes Rafuna daf tezayin and says, nah, not so fast. Not always true. Passive aluminos is not always a problem. Lo shonu lo shein shem chalal teva b'meshach shiva. Habiyesh shem chalal teva b'meshach shiva harei ze sukkah. Zok Rav Huna, if you have a chalal teva b'meshach shiva, remember that picture that we drew that first day? So if you... Ah, I didn't even draw it properly. Right? Started off with karka. You have a chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. One tefach of height b'meshach shiva, and then you put your hay on top of that. And then your chotet begadish to bring it up to ten tefachim. So that's nine. Nine plus one equals 10. Right? So since you started with a chalal tefach, there is an ohel over here. It has a shame ohel because you have a gag with a little bit of a mechitza on the side. You know, it's not a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Not kosher for sukkah yet. But you have a mechitza of 1. That's an ohel. Tasa v'lamina asi will not apply. Because tasa v'lamina asi only applies to the gag, to the schach, not to the defanos. So even though it's minha asui, you're not making the dofen l'chatchili, you're making the dofen after the hay is there. It's not a problem. So we took this Gemara and we ran with it. We said, oh, you see, Tasa Malamana Osi applies only to the Schach, not to the Tefanos. What's the Ikra of the Sukkah? It's the Schach, the Tefanos, right? Right? Take a step back. Now that we've seen a little bit more, there's something else in this statement that's very important. Two words. B'meshach Shiva. B'meshach Shiva. Focus on that for a moment. How did the Gemara know that the Shir of the Sukkah is B'meshach Shiva? Because the Gemara knew Gimel Lamed Aleph. That's Beshetla. Meshach Shiva. Why Meshach Shiva? According to the Rif, it's not necessarily Meshach Shiva. The fundamental Shir of the Sukkah is Vav Al Vav. The Gzera Drabanan adds another Tefach. And Be'emes, there are some cases where that Gzera doesn't apply. And if the Gzera doesn't apply, the Rif says Vav Al Vav is enough. Zokter Pkidege. How can he say that? How can he say that? Frekta Beis Halevi and Shuvis. How can you say the Rif is a practical man? You see from the Gemara that Shir Meshach Sukkah Shiva Tfachim. That's the Shir. That's the Shir. Tezayin Amabez also. Gemara says, if you pass our bow, Mashu, Matir Besukkah. If you have a piece of wood, pass. What's a pass? A plank. Right? A plank of wood. That's four Tfachim. It's Matir Besukkah. Four Tfachim. I thought you said. Yeah. Mata besukkah mishum dofen, umukim le bepachas mishlosha tfachim samach ladofen. Kopachas mishlosha samach ladofen kalavadami. Ravami says that if you have a pasarba, and you put it within, let's say 2.9, well, this is not drawn to scale. Let's draw this a little bit better. Right? Within 2.9, that's lavud. Lavud kisasam dummy. You have 6.9. Right? He really means a pas arba and a mashu, right? Let's say 4.1, right? So then you have your full seventh vachin. It's pashut, lavud. We know they didn't have lavud. Rabami is mecharish, they didn't have lavud. That's a halacha mashu sina. What's he saying? So up the Gemara, my kamashmal and hakamashmal and shir meshach sukkah ketana shiva. Hakamashmal and shir meshach sukkah ketana shiva. Gemara says the shir of a sukkah, the smallest shir for a sukkah is 7 tefachim. 6 tefachim? Where'd you get to say that the Rif holds the real shir, minimum shir for a sukkah is 6 by 6, that just because of the gzeira of Shema Yimashach, you need 7? You see, Keseder, these are only two Gemaras. There are other Gemaras. Dav Zayin has a Gemara like that. There are all. Gemara says constantly, Shir Meshach Sukkah Shiva. Shir Meshach Sukkah Shiva. Shir of a Sukkah is 7 tefachim. What? The Rif is against all the Gemaras. The Rif must hold that there is no such thing as a Sukkah less than 7 by 7. But he says that the Gzerev Shem Yimashech, the reason you need seven is Gzerev Shem Yimashech Har HaShulchan. So what does the Rif mean? Maybe the Rif is a Gzerev man. He's a practical man. But sometimes we find that the Chachamim make a Gzerev. But then they say that it applies below plug. It applies below plug. Whether the Gzera is really Shaykh or the Gzera is not Shaykh. They make a Gzera. Because of the Gzera, they say, we now are redefining what the Shir of a Sukkah is. Minat Torah, maybe it started off as being Vav al Vav. The real Shir Minat Torah for a Sukkah, according to the Rif, is really 6 by 6 Vav. But once the Chachamim were Mechanish, the Gzera of Shem Yimashaych, they redefined the Shir of a Sukkah, because they say, below plug, we're always going to require 7 on 7, because maybe if we allow you in certain cases to have only Vav Vav Vav, you'll make a mistake, and then the next time you'll have Vav Vav Vav, and the Gzera will be Shaykh. So always 7 by 7. So would you call that fundamental? Minat Torah is not fundamental, but it's fundamental Midrabbanan. The Chachamim were Koveya, Midrabbanan, a Shir for the Sukkah. Because of the Gzera of Shema Yimashe. Not practical. It starts off practical, but then below plug, it applies even where the practicalities don't apply. So it could be, according to this, the nafkaminas between Tosis and Rif don't hold water. Right? You have your sukkah, your shulchan besocha sukkah gedola, outside the sukkah katana. Kivega wants to say that's the nafkamina between Tosis and the Rif. But from the Gemaras, you see that even the Rif holds shir meshach sukkah shiva. So what must you say? So up to Svasemis, it must be a low plug. That even the Rifold, it has to be 7 by 7. So even if your Shulchan is in a Sukkah Gedola and Shem Yimashe Chachar Shulchano is not a concern, because even if you're Nimshach Chachar Shulchano, you'll be Besoch Sukkah Gedola, doesn't matter. Your Sukkah is only Vav Al Vav, it's going to be possible. You matchik the Shulchan into your Sukkah Gedana, you pull the Shulchan inside, it's a Sukkah Vav Al Vav, you pull the Shulchan inside, there's no Shem Yimashe, okay? There's no Shem Yimashe, but the Chachamim will cover below plug that the sukkah has to be 7 by 7. So it sounded like a lomda shashir kloli, right? You have two shittas, fundamental, practical, tais, rifid, kivegen, you know, a whole bunch of nafkaminas. Come the achronim, the later achronim, the Reis Halevi, the Sfasemes, and they point out, you got to read some more gemaras. It's nice. It's nice to create nafkaminas, but it's not so posher that the nafkaminas really hold water. Because the Rif might claim that the Chachamim made a gzer below plug. And even according to the Rif, you really would need, the sukkah would need to be Zion al Zion, even if the gzer of Shem Yimashe doesn't apply. Okay, questions?
Michael? Is that still considered, according to the Rif, like the mitzvah d'oraisa?
Not necessarily. No. It could be a din d'rabbanon, because of Shem Yimashe, Chazal redefine what the Shir of a Sukkah is. But it shows that even if you start off from a practical standpoint, that doesn't mean that your minimum Shir for the Sukkah could ever be 6 by 6. Even the Rif might agree it always has to be 7 by 7, even if the practical Gzera doesn't apply, because Chazal or Kaveh below plug that it always has to be 7 by 7. Okay. So till now we've assumed that according to the Rif, we start off with practicalities. That the gzeir of Shem Yimashech is really a practical gzeir. We're afraid of the Nimshach Achar Shulchana, and that's why the sukkah has to be 7 by 7. The question is, do we take it to the next level? That Chazal are making the gzeir below plug, and therefore they say it always has to be 7 by 7. But really, it starts off as a practical type of gzeir. Comes the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem, and he throws the Rif on its head. He looks at the Rif. And he reinterprets the Rif in a fundamental way, a very fundamental way, different than we've been explaining till now. Again, till now we've said the Rif starts off as a practical man. It's really a gzera of Shem Yimashech. The question is, does that gzera have legs? Does that gzera have extra legs to say below plug, it always has to be 7 by 7? Says the Ramban, no, maybe there's something fundamental over here. Let's look at the Ramban together, because this is a very, very important Ramban. I want to spend some time on this Ramban to really understand what the Ramban is saying. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Ramban. The Ramban starts off by saying, "Taima de Beishame besukah gitana." Nami mishum achayu mishum shema yavi shulchan v'yimashach acharav. The kol shkenhu, the kevin shen l'makam b'sukas l'aniya b'shulchano, psula. Shemanicha b'chutz l'ay yimashach achar shulchano. That's what we've said till now. You'll be nimshach achar shulchano if you put the shulchan outside of the sukkah k'tana. Maybe there's no shulchan there now, but if you bring it, we're afraid you'll bring the shulchan and you'll be nimshach achar shulchano outside the sukkah. Says the Ramban, afilu lishan ulishanein ulitayelba, even to sleep, or to learn, or to not to walk around in the 6x6, but I mean to spend time in the sukkah. Olechol upito biyado, or to eat with your bread in your hand, like an ani, without a shulchan. Psula. The sukkah ketana is psula, even to do other things besides eating with a shulchan. Of course, eating with a shulchan, we're afraid you'll bring the shulchan. No, even if you're going to use the sukkah in a way that we're not afraid, shemei moshech achar shulchan. Sleeping. You don't need a shulchan to sleep. You're sitting in the sukkah. So your feet are a little bit outside the sukkah. So what? But your rosh or grubah is inside the sukkah. Everything's fine. To learn, your feet are a little bit outside the sukkah, but who cares? You're learning. Asmada rabba inside the sukkah. Spending time in the sukkah. Schmoozing. Right? Someone's out at the sukkah, but you're yotzei in the midst of the sukkah. You're sitting in the sukkah. He can't sit there with you. It's only 6x6. But maybe he's sitting in his own sukkah time, right? You got two guys with their feet outside the sukkahs, but they're eating. They're talking. Talking and learning. A chavrusa in two different sukkahs. Oh, this is the concept. Right? They're... You could be spending time in the sukkah, even if it's sukkah tana. You could even be eating. No shulchan. Pito migada. After Ramban, doesn't work. Psula. Shekol shena ru'i l'chol mili de sukkah. Ain't a sukkah. It's not ro'i l'achila kedarka u'l'chol mili de sukkah. It's not called a sukkah at all. What's Ramban saying? Ain't a ru'i l'achila kedarka. It's not a sukkah. Sounds pretty fundamental. Ein sukkah? That's a pretty fundamental statement. I thought the riff is a shema yimashech min. I thought he's a gzeira min. What's the Ramban say? Ramban says afilu lechol pito biyado, afilu lechol upito biyado psula. Afilu lechol upito biyado psula. Of course it's psula. What did the Ramban just tell us a second ago? Afilu lechol upito biyado psula. Why? What's the problem? Shemi Moshech Hacha Shulchan, who bring the Shulchan to right outside the sukkah. That's what we're afraid of. That's what the Rif is concerned about. That's what the Chachamim are concerned about, according to the Rif. The Ramban explained why Pito Biyado is a problem. Not because Kol She'ena Ru'uya L'Achila Kedarka Ein Sukkah. That's not what the Ramban said before. He said, because Shemi Moshech Hacha Shulchan. Shemanicho B'chutzula Hi Moshech Hacha Shulchan. If you bring the table to right outside the sukkah, then you'll be Nimshach Acharav. What's Ramban doing? He's straddling both sides of the fence, talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's not saying the same thing. First, the Ramban tells us that lecho, he didn't say lecho lepito biyado, but he meant it. Even if you're going to eat inside the sukkah ketana with no shulchan, there's still a problem because we're afraid that you'll bring the shulchan to right outside the sukkah. And you'll be nimshach achar shulchano outside the sukkah. Now the Ramban says, afilu lecho lepito biyado is a problem. Why? It's ein ru'uya l'achila kedark. So kol shein ru'ya l'achila kedarka in a sukkah. What's Ramban talking about? What's he saying? L'chora, what you have to say is that the Ramban really is giving two different reasons here. He's explaining the riff in two different ways.
I didn't see this as too, like, I don't think it's a steer to say that the hot time on the riff is shamim mashik. Right. There's two different cases. The way it expresses itself in one of the cases makes the sukkah possible. It's not even a sukkah anymore. The sukkah gedol, you can bring a table in, but the sukkah ketana is not susceptible.
I hear what you're saying, but the beginning of the Ramban seems bent on practicalities, not on the potential. He's bent on the fact that maybe you'll bring the table and put it outside the sukkah, and you'll be nimshach achar shulchano outside the sukkah. The second part of the Ramban doesn't really care that you'll bring the table. It's the fact that it's not normal to eat with pito biyado unless he's an oni. The fact that it's not normal for him to eat without the shulchan. Normal people don't eat without a shulchan. Forget about whether you'll bring the shulchan and you'll be nimshach after the shulchan. No, it's not normal to eat. It's not an achila kedarka without a shulchan, the Ramban is saying. It's not the practical issue that we're afraid that you'll be nimshach achar shulchan. It's that to eat with pito biyado, even if there'll never be a shulchan there, it's not an achila kedarka.
No, he mentions the chilak that a sukkah gedola can hold a table and a sukkah katana can't. He doesn't say the sukkah katana part. He said maybe the table will follow you. You read that earlier in Shir.
Right.
He's clearly being mechalik that a sukkah katana cannot hold. It can't possibly hold a table. 6x6 tava sukkah. Yeah, he speaks about the practicality elements. It's impossible for it to hold a table. So that's a soul in the sukkah itself.
I hear, but I think what the Achronim are troubled with is that the Ramban in the beginning really is bent on the practicality that you're going to bring a table and you'll be nimshach after the table, and later he starts talking fundamental. Ain't a sukkah? It is a sukkah, Yaakov. It is a sukkah. It's just we're afraid that you'll get into trouble. What's the lashon ain't a sukkah then? Ain't a sukkah sounds fundamental. So, but it really is all one statement. Do some actually read into the Ramban? You can't amend the text of the Ramban. But they say it sounds like the Ramban really should be read va'afilu lishon ulishan and ulatayel. The Ramban is switching gears here. First, he starts off practical. That even though you don't have a table there, we're afraid maybe you'll bring the table chutzala and you'll be nimshach achas shulchano outside the sukkah katana. Then the Ramban says, you know what? The Rish might be saying something more. The Rish might be saying that there's something fundamental here. And here, the Ramban actually makes two statements that are fundamental. Two. First of all, the Ramban says, maybe I'll mention the second one first. Right? The Ramban says if it's an achila shalo kedarka, achila kedarka is al hashulchan, right? Bifnei hashulchan, if you will. Normal eating is with a table. So if you're eating without a table, it's not an achila kedarka. And if you have a sukkah that's not an achila kedarka, a sukkah that's a size that you can't have an achila kedarka, that's not a sukkah. Ain a sukkah, says the Ramban. Not just we're afraid you'll be nimshach achas shulchano b'chutz, but if it's a sukkah that's too small to have an achila kedarka, that's not a shulchan, that's not a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Then the Ramban also adds, this is first point, afilu lishanein ulatayel, afilu lishan ulatayel ba. What's he hacking? Who's mentioned lishan, lishanein ulatayel ba? Ramban is making a very, very important statement, which we'll see in Mitzvah Shem. You look at the Ramah tomorrow and some of the other Makaros. There's a whole school of thought in the Rishonim that claim that a sukkah has to be ru'uya l'chol tashmishim. Has to be ru'uya for all tashmishim. For achila, and for shena, and for the tailba, to spend time. Let's say a person is mitztayer from one of the tashmishim of the sukkah. Let's say it's cold in the sukkah. But he can eat in the sukkah. But sleeping, he's really mitzar from sleeping in the sukkah. Someone is saying, maybe he can't be yotze in such a sukkah. Maybe he can't be yotze achila either. Because if the sukkah is not ru'uya l'chol tashmishim, it's not a sukkah. Teishu kein toduru. Teishu kein toduru means a person doesn't buy multiple homes. I mean, you can own multiple homes, but all the homes are for eating and sleeping and spending time, right? It's not like there's one home that's your dining room. Then you go to another home for sleeping. And then you go to another home to learn. And then no one does that kind of thing. Right? You can have multiple homes, you know. I don't know. One in the five towns, and one in Teaneck, and one in the Catskills, and Eretz Yisrael, whatever. You can have multiple homes, but you're going to do everything in each one of the homes, right? So some Rishonim hold that if it's not royal l'chol tashmishin, that's not called a sukkah. It's not a bias. It's not teishu kein toduru. So that's the extra part of the Ramban. You don't even need that for our purposes. But the Ramban says both. He says, once we talk fundamental, you should know that if it's not roy for an achila kedarka, and how do I know that it's not roy for an achila kedarka? What defines this sukkah katana is not roy for an achila kedarka? What's missing? The table, exactly, Josh. The table. If you don't have a table, that's not roy for an achila kedarka. Says the Ramban, first of all, ain't a sukkah. It's not called a sukkah. Fundamentally, it's not called a sukkah. And secondly, if it's not roy for an achila kedarka, then it might be psula for any tashmish. Afilu lishanein, ulatayel ba, afilu lishan ba. Because a sukkah that's not ru'uya l'chol tashmishim is not called a sukkah. Ban really is taking the Rif to another level. Yes.
Are we going to address this as MS and the Beis Halevi deal with Psula and Nachgimel? meaning it's really so technical, so he dealt with the Gemara. But
no, going through the Sfasemis and the Beis Levi is gevaldik. Psula means that Chazal made a takana below plug. They made a gzera below plug. So it turns out it's psula.
Why didn't we do that by Sukkah Gedola? Meaning it's the same. There's a gzera by Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Gedola. One says lo yatsa, Mishnah says lo yatsa, the one's psula. Meaning the Mishnah's paskening in itself. The Mishnah says the two opinions of Mishnah and Mishnah.
No, the reason why we don't say Psula by Sukkah Gedola is because there's really nothing Psula in the Sukkah Gedola. Sukkah Gedola is perfectly Shaira. You could have your friend sitting behind you in the Sukkah Gedola, and he's Yotze.
Okay, but the Sukkah Gedola, Alpidus Mishnah, also there's nothing really puzzle about it.
But since the Chachamim make a Gzer Blah Plug, they did make it puzzle. That's why it's called Psula. Right? I thought that's the answer to the question, right? It's Psula because it is a fundamental Psul because of a low plug. That's how this
Mishnah is still arguing there was no low plug made yet. I mean, this is a recording of the Mishnah's discussion between the two of them.
No. Beisham and Beis Hillel are not arguing themselves. They're arguing about in the Mesorah of what the Chachamim told us is the Shir for Sukkah. So it's built into Beisham that there was a Gzera below plug. But the Ramban is saying something totally different here. Ramban is saying fundamental Sheba fundamental. It's not just the Gzera below plug. There's something about Shema Yimashek, says the Ramban, that makes it an achila shelo kedarka. If you don't have a shulchan there, makes it an achila shelo kedarka, and that's why the sukkah is psula. It's ain't a sukkah. Mamish, a fundamental psula. It's ain't a sukkah because there's no shulchan there. So, of course, tomorrow what we're going to have to understand is how does that relate to what the Rif said? The Rif says it's a gzeira of Shema Yinoshech. Ramban is saying achila without a shulchan is not an achila kedarka. That's not what the Rif said. The Rif says chad taimahu. Chad taimahu. One time, Shemi Yimoshech achar shulchano, suvektana, besuvekedola. Beishamai holds it one time. Is it really one time? It's not really one time according to Ramban. What's he saying? Right? There's a Shemi Yimoshech by suvekedola. That's Mamish Shemi Yimoshech. That the shulchan outside the suvekedola, we're afraid. Shemi Yimoshech achar shulchano outside the suvekedola. Ramban is reinterpreting the Rif in some way. Right, that Shema Yimashech applies even to a Sukkah Katana, not that Shema Yimashech, but that a Sukkah Katana without a Shulchan is not an Achila Kedarka. Right, it's not an Achila Kedarka. What does the Ramban really mean? How is the Ramban explaining? How does it fit into the Gzeira? How does it fit into the Diras Keva? So look at some of the other Makaros, and we'll try to compare those.